We're joined in Studio 4A now by the Donnas. The Donnas have been playing together since they met at Palo Alto High School a decade ago. They played bratty punk songs like I Don't Want to Go to School, Leather on Leather, and Take Me to the Back Seat. And with a nod to the Ramones, all four women went by the name Donna. Now, is it possible, in their mid-20s, the Donnas may be growing up? They've started actually using their real names, they've traded their independent label for Atlantic Records, and they do more songs than shtick. I like that line, too. Yeah. The Donnas are guitarist Allison Robertson, vocalist Brett Anderson, bassist Maya Ford, and drummer Tori Castellano, who all join us now in Studio 4A. Thanks very much, everyone, for being with us.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
I don't know, there must be tens of thousands of people who get together and form what are pretty serious bands. How did you guys not just stay together, but how did you get people to listen?
I think that the real key was that we weren't doing it for anyone else. I mean, if we had a low point or a high point, it wasn't like that judged whether our career was going well or not.
Mm-hmm.
And for 2 years, we were two bands at the same time. We played as the Donnas, and then we played as the Electrocutes.
The Electrocutes?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we thought it was really funny to have, like, two bands that were totally different sounds, but it was actually the same four people. It was just an alter ego thing. But it confused people, so we eventually just got rid of one and kept the Donnas as the name. And that was the sad part, was that the Donnas were a total joke
yeah.
to us. And the Electrocutes were a real band.
I would like to hear now, if we could, Don't Break Me Down.
Yes.
Thank you. That was terrific.
Oh,
thank you.
All right. Are the Electrocutes and the Donnas, have they, over the past few years, come together?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
I think everybody thought we just sort of ditched our original band, but in a way we sort of kept the spirit of the Donnas, and we learned some lessons from what people were identifying with. And that was mostly like kind of slowing things down and relaxing a bit and writing songs about things people can relate to.
Yeah.
Because before we were writing about our own little problems at school.
Like people, and also just weird stuff about like the dentist office. And
people made fun of us so much that we were just like, well, if we play faster and if the songs are hard and people don't get them at all, then what can they make fun of?
When people made fun of you or fun of your music, did that hurt?
Sure.
Well, one guy that Tori actually went out with, after they broke up, he would start sending me these letters stuff like, who do you think you are? Go back home and play with your dolls. Girls can't play. And
I hope you sent them to the authorities.
Well, we put them in our first 7-inch ever. We printed them in the liner notes so that everybody could read them.
In his inept and cluckish way, he does raise a question that I'm afraid I had penciled in to ask you guys, which is why are there not more women in rock?
I think it just kind of goes in waves where, like, when we were in high school, there were a lot of girl bands on the radio and people we could look up to. But now, all of a sudden, I think it's even more scarce than it was then, about 10 years ago.
It's true.
And I think it says a lot for just how the world is right now. I think people are, like, trying to return back to old-style values.
Could we hear the song Fall Behind Me?
Sure.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Can I ask, how do your parents feel about all this? I mean, I'm just guessing that maybe when you were 15 and 16, they thought it was a stage you were going through.
I think they did. We're very supportive about the stage.
Yeah, they're into it. Yeah. Our moms all went to our first show, and we told them not to come, and they came incognito. Like, they were all wearing, like, all black.
Oh,
and, like, hoods. And they stood in the back.
We were embarrassed, but it also made us happy.
So we were lucky to have parents like that.
Yeah.
I think you guys have talked us to the next song, if that's all right. Friends Like Mine?
Okay. Hit the ground.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let me ask this question while all the four of you are looking at us and looking at each other. Do you ever think about striking out on your own?
No.
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 It's scary to be alone in the music industry. And when we go out on stage, we have three other people to look at. And ever since we were kids, it felt like it was us against everybody else.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
We've been joined by the Donnas in Studio 4A. Their new record is called Gold Medal, and if you'd like to hear more of their music, you can come to our website, npr.org. It's not even really on my way. What am I gonna get to see you? This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.